So Anisa, sorry, I totally forgot that is a voice note option. So as I said, you can try ajwain garlic potli. That's not going to harm the baby, and there are no evidences also that it will cure cold. So obviously it's not gonna cure the cold and cough, but it can settle down the inflammation a bit. Okay, so do not try to give anything orally for the baby for the cold or cough to settle down. That's not recommended till 1 year, so don't try any home remedies. You can try these external remedies, and there's something called heating coconut oil and putting the chamber. Don't try that and all, that might be giving some side effects, so I personally won't recommend because there are no big evidence. But this one is safe to use. This is not having any side effects. But you can consume everything, the tsukumalli, everything that's gonna help. And lot of skin to skin, lot of breastfeeding can help, so that when you touch your baby, when you kiss your baby, your body is gonna make antibodies for the baby, which will transfer via your breast milk and reach the baby for a better healing. And this is how the baby builds up immunity, so make use of it. And if you feel like baby is having some difficulties in breathing, you might notice the baby is having nose block. So I hope you have the nasal drops, which might have been given to you by like 45 days of baby's vaccination time and all. So take that, and you can use it every 6 hours on baby's nose, one drop at each nostril. That can help in settling down. So these remedies can help, but watch out urine count. It should be always on the track. Baby should be active. But if you feel anything noticeable changes, trust your mother instinct here. If you feel that baby is suffering, try to contact your pediatrician as soon as possible. But in case if everything is fine, you can wait for tomorrow evening and all. So try to monitor baby's temperature. If it is going more than 99.5, you have to give medicines. But again, this has to be, the dosage has to be prescribed, told by your pediatrician. So it's better to visit pediatrician tomorrow evening or tomorrow afternoon if you feel that the situation is not getting any better.